This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abom. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're up to Simen Lamed Beis, and we're still in Se'if Tes Zayin. We're at the end of Se'if Tes Zayin, and we're up to Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Nunvav. The Mechaber says that the allowance, the Mechaber said, when are we machsher? If there's a hefsik in a letter, that's if it was written correctly, and then there's a hole in the letter. But if originally it was written with a hole in it, or, the Mechaber says, if the leg of the chaf, or similarly, reaches the end of the klaf, without any hekif gevil, hekif klaf, it's pasul. Meaning, what's the issue with the hole by the letter? The issue with the hole is, then it's not mukaf gevil. So that's only there's only an allowance for that in a situation where it came afterwards. But where it was written that way, mitchilasai, there is no allowance for such a thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata Nunvav, Nekev. Dafka Nekev, Oikera, Dafka, a hole or a tear, Avshe Ein Nikar Klala Hefsik, even though the Hefsik is not recognized at all. The issue here is that if there's a hole or a tear, it was not surrounded by parchment at the time it was written. Aval hefsik ba'alma kasher, but a hefsik alone is kasher. Ve'in sarach shum tikkun, and it doesn't need any fixing. Kivan sheyesh shir ois ad makemahu, since there is a correct amount . Okay, so here we're talking about the Mishnah Berurah saying if there's a hole or a tear, then it's not mukav gevil. But if it's stama hefsik, it's kosher, and it doesn't need any tikkun. Why? Kivan sheyesh shir ois ad makemahu, because you have the requisite shir until that spot. Meaning, let's say like this, you have the long chaf. So if there's a hole in it, so aside from the fact that we don't know if the leg is long enough, but where the hole is, there's no parchment. So then, there's no parchment surrounding the letter. Or if there's a tear, there's no parchment surrounding the letter. But if it's just, there's a hefsik in the letter. The ink, whatever, did not go smoothly, so there's a hefsik in the letter. So provided that the leg is long enough, you do have mukaf gevil. Aval hefsik ba'alma kasher. You don't need any tikkun. Since there's the measurement of a letter until that spot. If you have small scratches, so it's not a hefsik. It's like a hairline scratch. You know, sometimes you could. When you're reading it regularly, you don't even notice it. But there could be like a hairline fracture, a hairline scratch. Then look in the Bir Halacha and Sif Chafhei. Regel. V'chol shekein gagei ha'ois yois ve'emtza'an she'ein lohem hekev gvil be'isak siva. Certainly, if there would be a tear or a hole in the roof of a letter, so then there would be then this letter is not surrounded by parchment at the time it's written. The knockout regel l'ravusa, it picked regel as a chiddush after be'is kesivas soif haregel, even though at the time of writing the end of the regel kvar nigmar tsuras ha'ois karoi. Tzura of the ois is completed. Afilu hachi kozman shalai silek yadim in ois. So long as you did not take your hand away from the letter, mikri davar zeh be'isak siva. This is considered at the time of the writing. Uva'inan l'chol ha'ois ha'kafas gevil. You need the whole letter to be surrounded by gevil. So what's the Mishnah Berurah saying? It says the leg as a chiddush. Let's say at the time you're writing the end of the leg, so now the tsuras ha'ois is finished. Nevertheless, if you haven't taken your hand away from the letter, this is considered at the time of the writing, and you need the whole letter to be surrounded by gevil. Okay, now I understand. We're talking about a situation where you're writing a long chaf, and the long chaf is going all the way to the end of the parchment. So when it goes all the way to the end of the parchment, the bottom of the leg is not surrounded by parchment because it goes all the way to the end. But you might think, okay, but big deal. A second before, the letter was kosher, and I just went a little bit more, but that second before, it was surrounded by gevil. And then after it was written, Kahoigen, then it was reached the end and was no longer surrounded by gevil. So you would think that it should be okay. Because look, it's only the only time you need it to be surrounded by gevil is when it was written originally. But if it happened after, it doesn't have to be surrounded by gevil. So you would think, okay, it happened after. Because the second before, the ois was nigmar, and it was surrounded by gevil. And then later on, it happened that it was not surrounded. No, this is all called Bishas Haksiva. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kata Nun Ches. Beli Hekif. The Afilu Imhi Aruka Karoi. Even if it's long enough. Dahinu Sheyesh Bashir. Namely, there is an amount. Sheafilu Nigura Ktsas Lamata. Even if you would scrape a little bit. Yishar Tzuras Ois. Mi Kamaka Impasal. Meaning, let's say it's very, very long. This Endachaf. So you could have scraped the bottom. It's still possible because lamaisa, it's not hukaf gevil. Now, so you say, of course it's possible. But so let me scrape it. The answer is you could scrape it. But we're talking about where you're not. So if we're talking about where you're not scraping it, what's the Mishnah Berurah adding, even if it's long enough? So the Dirshu explains, he brings in the name of Radach, that any large letter that has the shear, that if you would scrape it, it would be kosher. It's kosher even before you scrape it. So why don't we say the same thing over here, that if there's a klal, that any letter, that it would be kosher if you scrape, so it should be kosher now. The answer is lamaisa right now, it's not hukaf gevil metchilasai. Sivkat nun tes, avlam nechtav haklaf achar kach vayideze in mukaf gevil kosher. If let's say the klaf on the bottom got trimmed, and then it's no longer mukaf gevil, it's kosher. Pasul, vimroitse lesakin, if you want to be mesakin, yigarer ktsas, you could scrape it a little bit. Kedei sheyia mukav gvil. If you want to be masakin, you could scrape a little bit so that it is mukav gvil. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if you want to fix it, you could scrape a little bit so that it's mukav gvil. Avol dibuk matlis loy mahani lahakofas gvil. But adding a patch will not help to make it be considered mukaf gevil. In other words, let's say you want to add some klaf on the bottom. Let's say the endachaf went all the way to the bottom of the klaf, and it wasn't mukaf gevil. So you'll say, okay, I'll add to the bottom of the parchment, and now it'll be mukaf gevil. That doesn't help. Why? Deba'inan hakafas ha'ois miguf hastam. It has to be surrounded from the actual Sefer Torah, and you can't add a matzlis, you can't add a patch. The Dirshu brings either Taz and Yaradei and Hilchot Sefer Torah says Hadbakas Matlis does help for Hakafas Gevil. Says the Prima Gadim, that's only when the Matlis was connected to the Gevil at the time of the Ksiva, but not when it was written Bipsul and it became Mukafas Gevil through a patch. Meaning, if you want to scrape the letter, that will be Machshirit after the Ksiva. But Matlis only helps, according to the Shita of the Taz, if the patch was there from the beginning, not if the patch came after the fact. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. And Beis Hashem, we'll pick it up Monday in Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Tes Zayin was one of the longest Sifim we had so far in the Archaim. regarding the din of Mukav Kvil, which is a requirement from the beginning of the Ksiva and is not an issue if there was a lack of it after. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.